gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I'll take the vow.
It's the InfoWar with Jason Vermes,
I'll
folks.
Never turn.
This Sunday, May 23rd, 2010, and we are going to be talking Barack H. Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, right off the bat. Now, before I get to his announcement of a new international order that's going to regulate just about everything. And again, this is globalist speak. We knew he was a globalist. Now he's talking about a new international order, which regulates climate change and tackles the difficulties of today and tomorrow. Oh, thank you, Barack H. Obama. But first, I want to touch on the trial that happened in New York City. A lot of people are, you know, asking, why aren't you covering this? Well, number one, I do believe it was a citizen's grand jury trial. I'm not sure who actually heard these arguments. I was very happy to hear earlier on in the week on Howard Stern on the news department, them covering the Reverend Manning trial, even talking about Barack H. Obama as Barry Obama or Barry Sotero. That kind of caught my ear. And as I understand it, he was found guilty on all counts of basically being a CIA shill, somebody who worked for U.S. intelligence and didn't really go to Columbia University. Now, outside of that information, I don't have any. However, I do have his speech in front of West Point. And by the way, I'm not very happy about him calling for LeBron to go to the Bulls either. He just can't stay out of any portion of my life. Not even sports. I mean, the man is calling for a new international order. What else do we have to say? In Invisible Empire, we show you how this international order has grown from men's dreams into the League of Nations, into the United Nations, into its subsidiaries of the Council on Foreign Relations, into the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, and now they are moving closer than ever to achieve their new world order. We're going to play it for you. But this is the headline on MSNBC. At West Point, Obama talks security strategy. President vows an international order as part of new national policy. Now, this is just another step in their new world order dictatorship, and it'll probably be some subsidiary organization of who? The United Nations. Bet on it. After all, he sat as their head of the Security Council just over a year ago. President Obama on Saturday pledged to shape a new international order as part of a national security strategy that emphasizes his belief in global institutions. So again, a new international order for global institutions. And that's very fitting because he is a puppet of who? The globalists. Belief in global institutions and America's role in promoting democratic values around the world. See, it's always under the veil of democracy. Oh, we're bringing freedom to the world under these new international orders. That's what George Bush espoused. George Bush Sr., he was constantly talking about a new world order of peace and prosperity and democracy under the United Nations. Meanwhile, he is a cutthroat intelligence officer helping to deal cocaine and assassinate leaders around the world. That was the reality of old man Bush, who still breathes air to this day and lives a very nice life. That's what billionaires do. They're not good people on most accounts, guys. I know it's very hard to understand that David Rockefeller and Warren Buffett and perhaps Mayor Bloomberg may not have your best interests at heart, but all you have to do, you don't even have to read in between the lines. You can read their own headlines. President vows an international order as part of a new national policy. How is an international order going to be part of our national policy? Oh, but it's going to help regulate all the nuclear weapons, Jason. Oh, it's going to help climate change. Oh, it's going to keep us safe from cyber thugs. Give me a break. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you. With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
We are back. Barack H. Obama, Barry Obama, Barry Sotero calling for a new international order this Saturday at West Point. So we're going to take it away. We're going to let the horse's mouth speak for itself. And have Barack H. Obama, Barry Sotero, tell you how we need a new international order for democracy, peace, prosperity, to stop climate change. It's going to be wonderful.
We have to shape an international order that can meet the challenges of our generation. We will be steadfast in strengthening those old alliances that have served us so well, including those who will serve by your side in Afghanistan and around the globe. As influence extends to more countries and capitals, we also have to build new partnerships and shape stronger international standards and institutions. This engagement is not an end in itself. The international order we seek is one that can resolve the challenges of our times, countering violent extremism and insurgency, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons and securing nuclear materials, combating a changing climate and sustaining global growth, helping countries feed themselves and care for their sick, preventing conflict and healing wounds. If we are successful in these tasks, that will lessen conflicts around the world. It will be supportive of our efforts by our military to secure our country.
And again, folks, what's he calling for? A new international order of peace and prosperity. Oh, we'll all live under peace. We'll be able to tackle climate change and sustainability, and they'll be able to feed and clothe themselves. For how many decades are we going to parade around these issues as if we're actually working to solve them? No, they're working to push a global government by any means necessary. They create the crisis. They create the problem. You don't think we could feed Africa? Give me a break. These people are eugenicists. They talk about how vaccines are used for population control. But he's their spokesman. He can read off a teleprompter real nice. He went before Germany talking about global citizenship before he was even president. And then he espoused that no world order could stand above another at the United Nations. And it kills me to see this guy take it to the next level. And the mainstream media report on it like it's a good thing. As though it's a good thing. As though it's the best thing since breakfast that Barack Obama is telling us we will have a new international order of peace and prosperity. And they'll work these through the G20 meetings. And they'll start talking about agreements and treaties. Oh, we're all going to get together under this new international order. Who's going to be the head of it? Bill Clinton? Well, for a little while, probably he'll make his way in there. He's all around the globe talking about make global investments into global government. Oh, that's a great idea. We're going to get into a bunch of these topics, including the green movement. But I also want to hit on the Federal Reserve. A guy named Nick from, I believe it was We Are Change, Arizona, earlier in the week had sent out for these comic books for the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve then sends you pro-Federal Reserve comic books to hand out to your students in elementary school and middle school. Now, I didn't get a chance to look through all the comics, but we're going to show you some of the covers of these things on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is why you want a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, so you can go far and beyond the radio show. But some of the covers are literally entitled Wishes and Rainbows. Wishes, put up the, there's the Wishes and Rainbows, but let's see the covers. See, there's a couple of them spread out. There's the hot chick telling the hippie kid and the jock how the Federal Reserve's gonna help everybody. But you have to see this one where it's Wishes and Rainbows. It's two children behind a rainbow frolicking as though, there it is! Oh, happiness. The Federal Reserve means happiness. It's a little girl with her arms outreached with a heart on her chest.
The Federal Reserve loves you, Ernest.
That's why there's Wishes and Rainbows.
Oh, it's so loving to be under banker enslavement.
Exactly. And again, the head one shows you this young blonde girl, of course, you know, basically the quintessential Barbie doll type chick that everybody wants, and she's got the jock on one side and the hippie revolutionary on the other side, and she's telling them, hey, this is the story of the banks, and I'm going to tell you how it can work for us all. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, the weirdest one, I've got to just hit on this one, because if I don't hit on this one, it seems they're also somehow the Federal Reserve is promoting UFOs. What do you mean, Jason? How could the Federal Reserve be promoting UFOs? Well, I found this one cover. Again, this is the New York Federal Reserve Board sitting down. It says too much, too little. And in the background is a spaceship. A UFO type spaceship, folks. Not like the experimental ones. We're going to get into that too. How a couple of, amateur astrologists basically saw some of NASA's secret programs. But again, they're promoting UFOs, wishes and rainbows, and hot chicks telling you how the Federal Reserve is a good thing. So I can't wait to actually go through all those and do a more extensive report on them. But that's the kind of propaganda that gets taught to your kids in schools. The teachers then, they don't have any idea what's going on. They don't know that the Federal Reserve is a private banking system that has nothing to do with the government whatsoever. They don't understand they print the money out of nowhere. They print the money out of nowhere. They're on a scale of 1/100th of the amount that they lent. Let me tell you how it works. If you're new to the Federal Reserve, you haven't seen America Freedom to Fascism, you're new to Jason Burmes, you're new to Alex Jones. Well, what you have is your bank. Now, your bank is required to take your money. You put in $10,000. Now, the next day, that bank only has to have $1,000 of your $10,000 because they can loan out 10 times what you gave them. So they only have to hold about 10% of what you have. And then the Federal Reserve in turn only has to hold about 10% of what they gave to those other banking institutions out, which inherently makes your money a fiat currency, which isn't all it's cracked up to be. Now, later in the program, we're also going to get into this story with Tommy from We Are Change Scotland. July 7th inquest to investigate the role of who? MI5 and police in the 7/7 bombings. Now, if you've never seen Terror Storm, now is the time to go pick it up with Invisible Empire or The Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic. But Terror Storm gets into what happened in the United Kingdom on July 7th, 2005, when they staged a false flag event of blowing up train stations and bus stations. And magically, Visor Consultants, Peter Power's own, the CEO of Visor Consultants, gets on BBC Radio and Sky News that day and says, "Oh, the hairs are standing up on the back of my neck right now. We were running an exercise on behalf of some people who I will not name right now for obvious reasons." He literally says he will not name them now for obvious reasons. "But we were blowing up the same exact train stations at the same exact time." And then the guy is so taken aback. He's like, "Wait a minute, let's go back for a moment. Are you telling me that you were blowing up the same train stations at the same exact time?" "Precisely." He says, "Precisely." Brilliant. And then years later, when he's asked about this, this interview by We Are Change Ireland, he opts to go into a closet rather than answer questions about it. So we're going to get into this article. July 7th inquest to investigate role of MI5 and police. That's coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes. We're also going to take your calls throughout the program. I want to hit up some of the other stories that I wasn't able to cover on Friday. Claims police shooting suspects had anti-government links. Now, I don't know much about this story. Kurt Nemo did write an article over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. They're not really saying how all this started. They're not releasing any police dash cam video. They're just saying these are bad people. We fired on them, essentially killing them. Now, they killed police. Now, if they started firing on police, you know, I'm not happy with them. I'm not going to defend them. But for instance, if you go to Infowars.com, we have a story right now that if you tape the police in Maryland, it's now a felony charge. See, they can tape you, but you're not allowed to tape them. And right underneath one of the first videos in Maryland that shows this abuse of power is a young man. He's obviously probably intoxicated. It's a long shot. After a big football game, because everybody loves their football and beer. Yeah! And his team won. He's like, "Yeah!" Now, he stumbles about 2 or 3 feet further than his drunken friends into an alley. He realizes, hey, there's police officers here with a horse. Now, before this guy can even walk backwards, never raises a hand, never touches anybody, he is bum-rushed by police. You know, we're going to play this in the next segment. Bum-rushed by police and just beaten mercilessly. Now what did the police report said? Oh, it said he came up to police officers. He assaulted the horses. He assaulted the officers. He gave them minor injuries before they even reacted. And then, of course, the video comes out and they're lying. And now we have two dead bodies. One of them, a 16-year-old kid, his 45-year-old father, and a 16-year-old kid get gunned down in a van, and they're anti-government extremists. They got what they deserve. Well, if they got what they deserve, release the dash cam. Let's see what really happened. Let's see if they opened fire first. Let's see if the police abuse their power like they do 9 times out of 10 when they choke EMTs on the side while they're trying to get old ladies to the hospital because they're having panic and heart issues. Let's see the dash cam, folks. That's all we're saying. We know it exists. We know the gods don't like it when the tape doesn't lie and it actually shows their abuse of power. So let's see the tape. Let's see what happened to these two people before we jump to conclusion. But again, if the media is saying they had anti-government links, chances are they didn't do much, folks. Remember the Hatari militia? Yeah, they're out on the streets now. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jason Burks, we're going to take your calls, 888-201-2244. But before I do that, I want to show people this video. This is CNN. And again, the initial police report, this guy got a little rowdy with some police horses. He put some minor injuries on some officers, and we had to take care of business. However, the video tells a very, very different tale. Let's hit the clip.
Take a close look at this video showing students at the University of Maryland celebrating on the streets following a men's basketball win over Duke in early March. Jack McKenna, dressed in the white pants, skips for a few moments and then stops as he gets closer to a mounted officer. Moments later, a group of officers slam the student into the wall and then strike him repeatedly after he has hit the ground. Chris Griffiths is McKenna's attorney.
This is police brutality, pure and simple.
The county's police department is now investigating the incident.
I was outraged. I'm very disappointed on the conduct of my officers that I viewed on the video.
You're showing this video from Maryland a few months ago.
Yes.
Kurt Nimmer wrote an article about how the guy on the motorcycle was already, you know, videotaping himself.
Yeah.
He was doing wheelies and stuff, and the cop pulls him over, pulls a gun on him. He signs the ticket. The cop leaves. It was an undercover plain clothes, and they're charging with a felony for wiretapping. When I've read the Maryland statute, if you're in an area with no perception of privacy, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how the government videotapes us on the streets. They know this, but I'm seeing reports from Florida, Texas, Maryland, where you'll videotape cops 200 yards away, and you'll upload it on YouTube, and they come and arrest you. They know that it's not illegal. They are criminals.
And for people that don't know, they're using this Privacy Act. They're trying to say, no, this is a private conversation, and I didn't say you could tape it, so no tapey-tapey.
Yeah, no, they pull you over. They're videotaping you. They've got recorders on, and they're in a public place. No, no, no. The eavesdropping laws or the wiretapping laws are so you can't go up to the side of somebody's house and jack into their phone line. Or so you can't climb up over somebody's back porch and shoot a laser microphone reader up to the window, you know, that reads the vibrations and gets audio. They know this. I've seen reports where people have a video camera on their house when cops come that was already there, and they indict them for that. But it's always thrown out of court. But they don't care. It's taxpayer money they use to go after you. It's because they don't want us using Big Brother against them. But, I mean, I got news for they tried to charge the guy who videotaped the cop shooting the guy in the back in Oakland.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
In the subway station, yeah. Folks. Just point blank, open fire, bam, bam, dead.
Yeah, and then they while the guy's dying, they beat him. Yeah. Like, oh, God, I love murdering him.
Yeah, the bullet literally ricochets off the ground after it goes through him. It goes through his heart, and it's kind of funny that we killed him.
Yeah, and then they laugh about it, and then they grab everybody else's video cameras, but a train driving off got it.
Yeah,
and then
on a cell phone cam.
Yeah, and then they try to go after him. Again, if the police have nothing to hide, you know, what are you afraid of?
And again,
they want a naked body scan us as an act of submission. Jason, I just want to say this. Jason is going back to New York, and this is his last live show until we rework out something else. And, Jason, it's been great having you here. I'm going to go ahead and go home. I'll let you get back to the news and all the info. But I want to pop in and say great job on Visible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Great job to Funkmaster 5 for calling to Limbaugh and getting on air this week.
Oh, that's right.
And, just want to thank all of you out there for supporting both the broadcast and all we do. And I look forward to working with you again in the near future, Jason.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, this has been a total blast for me last year plus.
Bet. I mean, 2.5 years ago, you came out for 6 months and made it,
And that's where I kind of got the gig of doing your show when you were out. You know, I got to do that Friday. It's awesome. I love it.
And you did a good job. And now you're going to go back to New York, spend time with family and friends. We look forward to seeing you when you pop back up.
I'll be popping back up. Don't you worry about
it. Get rid of Burmese. It's like whack-a-mole. Hey, great job, though. And unless you get back to the calls and info, but a great job on Fabled Enemies and, of course, Invisible Empire, folks. Right here. Get it.
And both, why is it so important, getting back to the tape, why is it so important we're going over that tape? Because, again, the police falsified reports. They don't want you to tape them, and then they falsify reports about what really happened. So what are you supposed to do? Basically, you're supposed to say to them, I will bow down, and if you want to shoot me in the mouth, go ahead, because you're allowed to. You're my God. You're allowed to attack me. You're allowed to sick a horse on me. This kind of thinking is radically insane, but they want the chill factor of the headlines. Even if they lose in court and they try to felonize somebody for taping a criminal act, they're taping a criminal act by thugs. That guy is a drunk kid outside of a basketball game, skipping to his loo with his other drunk friends. The horses approach him, the police approach him, he gets beat down, and then they say, you're not allowed to record. Oh, your recording contradicts the fact that you assaulted us. He never assaulted anybody.
Well, it's hunting mentality. It's hunting instinct. They're hunting us now.
It's true. We will be back after this taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese live only at InfoWars.com and streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hunting.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And before we switch subjects and start going to your calls at 888-201-2244, I want to the document cam to zoom in on this and just realize they gunned down a child. Okay, this is a child lying dead right here. Here, we'll bring it right up there. That's a kid, okay? So we deserve to see the police dash cam videos. We don't have to take their words for it. This is a child dead on the road. You can see this is riddled with bullet holes. We deserve to know what happened here, especially now that they are trying to, quote unquote, frame up the Patriot movement. Now, we're going to be talking about Rand Paul and some other things, but I want to take a step back and talk about the moral degradation of this country. And I'm not going to try to talk down to people. I'm not going to try to, you know, act like all high and mighty up here and say, oh, I'm better than this, I'm better than this, and it's bad you're doing that. But we're going to play a clip in a moment where the economy is so bad and we are so morally degraded that guess what single moms, not only single moms, soccer moms, are going to as their business? Oh, they're becoming phone sex operators. Hey, in this economy, what else are you supposed to do but talk dirty to somebody on the other line? And then kind of segueing from that, because we're going to play that news clip, I want to talk about my review of the movie Kick-Ass. Now, this was portrayed as kind of like a fun rock'em sock'em comedy where kids were vigilantes, little teenagers. You can become your own superhero. Well, I got to tell you, I watched the movie and it was almost anything but. So let's go to this clip right now of moms becoming phone sex operators.
Act late.
What's the response here from when you talk to some of these moms, and I'm sure you've spoken to them, what do they say about why they're doing it and the reaction about them doing it?
Most of them are sort of apologetic, a little sheepish when they call. They want to explain to us that this isn't the sort of thing that they would consider doing under normal circumstances, but this economy is not creating normal circumstances. So they're looking for something that they can do while they put the kids on the bus, they come back in the house, they can do this for a few hours while the kids are away at school, and be done with it when the kids get off the bus and the kids don't have any idea what mommy does while they're gone during the day. There are others, however, Don, who do it because they're curious or they enjoy doing it. We've had some moms who have said, hey, my husband is encouraging me. He says I'm very good at this, and there's no reason why I shouldn't make money doing it.
All right, let's stop it. I'm very good at this, and there's no reason I shouldn't make money doing it. And it's okay because the kids are away at school. That's the mentality of becoming a phone sex operator. Sounds great. Sounds wonderful. All right, getting to Kick-Ass. Now, most people saw the previews or maybe even saw the movie. And again, it was supposed to be about this character, Kick-Ass. And it's this young kid and he's going to become a vigilante superhero. And it starts off innocent enough, kind of like this teen comedy, pretty good movie. And then about 15, 20 minutes, it introduces these two other characters, Nick Cage and his 11-year-old daughter. His 11-year-old daughter, who, I don't want to ruin it, but he then shoots her in the chest with a bulletproof vest on to get her ready for her next assignment. So later on in the movie, Kick-Ass is trying to be this superhero and he goes into this situation where he's really not ready for anything and these guys are going to hurt him. And the 11-year-old girl who is Hit Girl, comes in and just brutally murders everybody. Nobody lives. We're talking headshots, decapitations, legs coming off, arms coming off, and no kidding, in the course of about a 90-minute movie, she kills 45, 50 people. Now, why is that important? Well, this 11-year-old girl reminded me of The Punisher without me being warned. Hey, this is a Punisher's type story. I read The Punisher as a kid, but it was Frank Castle, and Frank Castle was a vigilante because he was a cop that had to go even worse. His family was killed on a picnic, and that was the storyline. And I'm not condoning what The Punisher did, but at least it was wrapped up in a big, jacked guy with a skull on his chest, and you knew when you read an episode of The Punisher, he wasn't sparing lives. He was going to kill everybody. Now that same mentality has made it into mainstream movies where an 11-year-old girl is brutally murdering people on screen for comedy. And they don't warn you about this in the previews. I didn't even realize it was an 11-year-old girl. They ever dressed up in the outfit. I thought it was some kind of a teenager. And we're talking headshot, after decapitation, after limb coming off. And I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't believe that this is the type of thing that you would want to bring your teenager to. There, I said it. Am I getting too old? I don't know, but I just can't imagine it's a good thing to have an 11-year-old girl brutally murder 50-plus people, Alex.
And then they lie about it, and in the advertising, because I've been at the movies with my kids, they're showing it in the advertisements for G movies,
yeah,
like it's a fun, goofy movie, and all it is desensitization and conditioning so that when we see our fellow humans being killed, we don't care. Now, I'm not calling for censorship. I'm just saying we have a right to not take our kids to things like that. But separately, I didn't get to it today, but I will cover it tomorrow. Robert Rodriguez has now given an interview to Ain't It Cool News. And you know, they call me a madman and stuff in the article. But in there later, they admit, I will admit that there was a few scenes that became so real in the past month because of what's going on that they'll be best left as a fantasizing case study for the DVD extras. This will be my best DVD special. So he admits that he is cutting stuff out of the movie because it basically was about a race war. And so we're going to be covering all that tomorrow. But I just wanted to tell you, we just got the Funkmaster 5
little clip. It's great when listeners do this. Got into Limbaugh and plugged Invisible Empire.
Oh, awesome.
So when you come back into the next segment, it's like a minute long. We can play that just for folks that just tuned in. But I am leaving now. It's hard to go, Burmese. I won't be gazing upon you until.
Well, you can at least listen to me on the way back, though, right?
That's right. Exactly. When I'm driving home, I can listen
and
to
if you don't have us on the radio, you can listen through the iPhone app, which is just totally awesome.
And it's free at Infowars.com.
Right.
But on top of that, Jason, I'm going to let you get back to the key info you're covering. This is a little bit hard right here now. Do a little bit of Glenn Beck.
Oh. All right, Alex. All right, we're going to go to phone calls. I promise people phone calls. I just ran a little bit about Kick-Ass. We played the phone sex moms clip that's on CNN, and it's all giggly and funny that moms don't have enough money anymore, and they're turning to phone sex. That's hilarious. Joshua in New Mexico. Joshua, you're on the line, sir.
Ah, thank you, Alex and Jason. Thank you both for everything you've done. Jesus, I couldn't be anywhere near where I am without either one of you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I'm running for Bernalillo County Sheriff. That's basically Sheriff of Albuquerque. I called into your show about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was just starting to get the campaign, the ball rolling on it now. The last town meeting that we did, man, I had more cheers going up there than the sheriff that they booed after I was done speaking about the privatization of the jails, about how the sheriff's office needs to be involved in the jail. Of course they need to be running it. That's what it's there for. And jails are made to keep people that aren't safe for society out of society, not as a form of punishment. That's cruel and unusual punishment just as its own for mm-hmm. most of the crimes that are so-called crimes.
Well, Joshua, committed. Tell people how they can support you in this race.
Basically, right now, tell your friends. I've collected $0. I've asked for $0. I've done it all on MySpace, Facebook, just campaigning, grassroots style. I'm only 24 years old, and this is only the primaries. I got into the primaries. I'm a constitutionalist. I tell everybody straight off, I'm not a Democrat. I just want my name on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And people know that, and I'm going to win. I think I'm going to win.
I think you're going to win, too. Joshua, give out your Facebook so people can get in touch with you right now.
Joshua Timberman, you can just Google that, or Honest Deceit Exposed is actually how it started. That's how you find me on MySpace.
All right, Joshua, good luck, and I thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Chris in New York City. There's somebody taking action in his area. Chris, you're on the line.
How's it going, Jason?
Well, good, sir.
We're going to miss you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's sad you go, but also at the same time, I'm so happy that you've done so much. I know you helped wake me up personally, and I, you know, can't give you more credit, you know, than that. I mean,
well, thank you, man.
I have two. Yeah, man, you're a big influence. You know, inspires so many thousands of people, and I hope that you keep up with it. You know, after you leave the
show.
Well,
I'm definitely not going anywhere. You know, I'm going to be doing this in some form or another in the next few months. I just really miss my family and friends, and I always had the plan to go back to New York. I just don't see myself making Texas my home. I don't see myself making anywhere my home. I don't really like California much. I'm not a big fan of Florida. I tend to like upstate New York, but you haven't seen the last of me in either talk radio or films. I promise you, I'll be doing both in the next coming months somehow, some way.
We'll be following you. I got two quick questions mm-hmm. for you. The first one is, what would you do if you were Rand Paul's campaign manager? If you had a moment right now to speak directly to Rand Paul, and I'm going to try to upload this mm-hmm. on YouTube to get it over to him, what would be your advice that you'd give Rand Paul's campaign manager with all the, you know, the problems going on with the mainstream media trying to paint him mm-hmm. in a corner as a racist?
Well, number one, I think he's done an exceptional job when they actually let him speak on camera. Now, I was going to get to this story because I have a lot of Rand Paul news. There's a lot of headlines out there. He's being attacked all over, whether you're on MSNBC, CNN.com. The only place that's somewhat defending him, and they seem to only be in the opinion pieces and the blogs, is over at FoxNews.com. There's no mainstream stories at FoxNews.com that, you know, he's a good guy, other than the one where Palin says that now he knows what it's like to be me, and I have to disagree with that. Here it is right here. Rand Paul is learning what it's like to be me, says Sarah Palin. No, he has no idea what it's like to be Sarah Palin, because Sarah Palin received special interest money. Sarah Palin was a hack under another hack, John McCain. Sarah Palin was a media darling even when she was being attacked. Sarah Palin got to be on SNL, I can almost guarantee you, you won't be seeing Rand Paul on SNL. So what I would tell Rand Paul in his campaign is to get out in the media. There's a story on here about how he ducked Meet the Press this weekend. I wish he had done Meet the Press this morning, because I really feel his message gets across as long as he's able to speak. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try to paint him in a corner, because even though he didn't show up, he was the main topic of discussion. And we also have to be, I would tell his campaign, they have to be very, very careful with dealing with people like Sarah Palin that want to jump on this Rand Paul bandwagon and make it seem like they too are a Tea Party or constitutionalist type candidate, when in fact they are just shills for the neocon agenda. What else you got for me, Chris?
Now is like the poster boy for the Tea Party and the libertarian movement, and he's kind of symbolic, because if they could take Rand Paul down in Kentucky, they're pretty much shutting down the Tea Party in general, even though all of us, you know, the idea is bulletproof. The idea won't go away, but if they can take him out of any chance of any, you know, Senate seat, I think they're going to go after him. I think you'll see Obama in the White House, you know, putting in a lot of money into the Democratic campaign and making this, you know, this Senate seat in Kentucky, a national...
Well, let me say this, Chris. You know, they have to work very, very hard over the next 6 months to chip away at that 20-plus point advantage that he now has in Kentucky. And that is going to be a feat that may even be insurmountable for the globalists. I appreciate the call, Chris. David in Arkansas. We got loaded phone lines. David, what's on your line? What's on your mind?
Fantastic, Jason. It's nice to talk with you. I've been meaning to call you ever since I watched Invisible Empire. I have a few things I'd like to say to you. I really appreciate that movie. I love how you did the intro. It's a really, really weight with people, and you get their attention, and you had excellent continuity through the entire film, and it was extremely well-researched and very informative.
Well, thank you.
I'm just absolutely impressed. You're a very talented man, and you're a hero and a patriot, you know, for...
All right, you don't have to butter me up too much. I appreciate that you like the movie, but well, thank you, man. But I mean, look, I hope more people step up to the plate. One of the big reasons that Invisible Empire is the way that it is with that intro is because I'm not here to preach to the choir. I'm here to grab people that may be semi-awake or maybe just heard about this subject matter, or in fact wouldn't believe in a new world order if you did set through my 2 hour plus movie. They may not believe in it because they're so ardently skeptical after they watch that 2 hour and 12 minute film, but there's no way the ideas won't resonate in their head, and somewhere down the line, they're going to take a look at that information. So on the one hand, I think that this is a great movie to wake people up, to get people involved. And on the other hand, for even the most hardcore researcher, you know, there's a ton of news clips and footage and articles that don't get talked a lot about in this anti-New World Order movement. Go ahead, David.
To finish what I was saying, you really are a hero and an example of what we all should be doing. We should all be taking the talents and the resources that we have, because we're all in this fight together. You know, we have very little unity left in the United States right now. We need to bring everybody together and agree on the important things. We don't want to be slaves to these banks. You know, we want to be free, and we want to have the right to be able to disagree and debate each other and come up with the better solutions for these problems. And if we don't do that, you know, there's no chance we're going to fix it. We've got to get rid of this division, you know, amongst our society with their race pimping. You know, it's just... absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it is absolutely ridiculous, but you look at the media and what are they jumping on right away with Rand Paul? Race, race, race. Oh, he's against civil rights. He must hate black people. That's what it translates to in the average dumbed down American mind when you say, oh, he wouldn't have voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. You immediately think racist. He hates black people. This guy is bad news. And they play that up along with this Arizona law as though this is a racist law, as if it's a bad thing to have the police check somebody who's a criminal at that point because they're drunk driving or they're speeding. Just check their identification. I know my identification has been checked on numerous occasions when I wasn't speeding, when I wasn't being pulled over, just at random areas. Like I said, I've been shut down here as a 30-year-old man for alcohol and tobacco because I have a New York State driver's license. I guarantee if I had a Mexican consular matricula card, they would have blinked twice. Appreciate the call, David. Got to jump. Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, two things I was going to mention about Rand Paul. Now, not that I'm defending him, but the first thing, I called up one of these talking head shows, these head shows clones, And basically, I tell him, you know, you keep up all this old childish name calling and, you know, all this arrogance of yours and stuff like that, and all you're going to do is to help legitimize him. You know, he goes off on his little hissy fit and dramatics about, you know, where was Rand Paul when Bush was doing this and that and the other. And I tell him, I said, well, the same could be said of this other candidate that's running against him, which we know nothing about. You know, basically, you know, he gets upset and hangs up because I nail him in an argument. That's the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I wanted to bring up, because they're talking about all this stuff about the, you know, the Civil Rights Act and stuff like that, and talking about him being a racist. You know, the fact that he brought up on George Stephanopoulos' show, and I had forgotten this until he had mentioned this, about Robert Byrd actually being in the Senate and filibustering it. Not only did he filibuster it as a Democrat, but he was an active member of the KKK himself, and the Democrats had the nerve to be talking about bringing up stuff about race.
Is that true, that Robert Byrd was an active member of the Ku Klux Klan?
He was.
Wow. Well, Scott, let me say this, Scott. I've got to look into that before I make any decisions, but that's definitely a compelling point, and we'll be looking into that in the break. We're also going to come back, and we had a listener get Invisible Empire on the Rush Limbaugh Show. We're going to play that and go to Mitchell, Annie, Jesse, Walt, Chris, Allie, Adam, Jacob. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions, and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
To Dallas. Keith, thank you for waiting, sir. You're next on the EIB Network. Hello.
Thank you for having me on, Rush.
You bet.
Today. I am very, very glad that Rand Paul won
And I think the demonization machine is going to get to work because he's a threat to the banks that are crashing the economy here and in Europe. Have you seen Invisible Empire for free on YouTube? It talks about that.
I have not. I don't watch YouTube videos.
It's good. You can see it for free. It talks about a lot of stuff that Rand Paul stands for.
Well, fine. I'll check it out. As to your question about will he be demonized, yes. Does Colonel Sanders serve chicken? Of course he's going to be demonized. Bob in Belleville, Michigan.
All right, there it is. Way to go, Funkmaster 5. Got Invisible Empire on the air twice on the Rush Limbaugh Show. He doesn't watch the YouTube, and I have an underhanded little cut at Rush at the end of my film during the Bohemian Grove section because, yes, Rush Limbaugh, from my research, even though he denies he's been there, but he hears that the food is good there. Yes, I've never been to the Bohemian Grove, but I hear the food is delicious. Really, Rush, I think that a fat guy like yourself might know that the food is good because you've shoved it into your big mouth. Anyway, if you watch Invisible Empire, there is a scene in there where Don Imus is doing the press corps dinner, and Rush and others were there at the time. This is, I think, back in the late 80s, early 90s. It might have been like 91 or 93 when Don Imus did it. And he talked about how he was never going to be invited to Renaissance Weekend or that Bohemian deal where Newt, Rush and who's the other one? I can't remember who the third person is. All sit around together in a teepee, naked, beating on Tom-Tom. So he's well aware what happens in the Grove as well. Way to go, Funkmaster 5. Thank you so much for the help and the support. Let's continue with your calls. Mitchell in North Carolina. Mitchell, you're on the line.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I was wondering if you heard about the movie called Unthinkable.
Yes, I have. All right, let's talk about Unthinkable for just one moment. Now, I've not seen Unthinkable. We'll go back to you in a second, Mitchell, but it's a Samuel L. Jackson picture. And in the picture, basically, there's this terrorist plot of these secret nuclear facilities where they're going to blow them up. And somehow Samuel L. Jackson and his other FBI agent interrogator have to do the unthinkable to extract the information from the enemy. And that probably has something to do with torturing people, doesn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, they torture the guy all throughout the movie.
And he's a bad guy, though. He ends up being a bad guy, though, right? He's bad, so the torture's good, isn't it?
Well, he's actually an American, former military, supposedly read the Quran, turned to Islam, and is now a quote-unquote terrorist, American terrorist. They cut his fingers off and
that kind of, and by the way, that kind of, oh, they cut his fingers off. That's very lovely. By the way, that's always the running storyline in the news is American terrorist, American Al-Qaeda, American Taliban. And we have that headline today. There's a new American terrorist out there and he's featured on Fox News, the propaganda arm for the military-industrial complex when it has anything to do with Eurasia, and they're doing a huge story on this guy, and of course he's an unassuming, skinny American turned Muslim. His name is Ali Wad, and now you're seeing him all over as the face of America's Al-Qaeda. So they cut this guy's fingers off. What else do they do to him, Mitchell?
They bring his wife in, they threaten to torture his kids, and they play off Samuel L. Jackson as some type of hero for torturing the guy. And I guess at the end, you know, I don't want to...
Don't give up the end, but you know what? Again, it's one of those feature films that desensitizes us, that tells us that torture's good, that we have to have these secret facilities, that American Al-Qaeda exists, that we're all bad, that the Patriot Act is the greatest thing ever, and it's going to take us, it's going to keep us safe from those dirty Muslim terrorists. We're going to come back after this, take your calls. In about 30 minutes, we're going to have Tommy from We Are Change Scotland to talk about the latest developments in the 7-7 bombing case. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, live at InfoWars.com and streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Jason Burmis. I'm going to hit up another couple small news stories. We're going to go back to your calls. I find ancient history so enthralling, so amazing, so filled with mystery, and it really shows every once in a while when they have an excavation and they find something that we don't know as much about our history as we would like to think. And that's why I want to cover this just briefly. 57 tombs with mummies found in Egypt. Yes, they're still finding hidden tombs in Egypt, hidden mummies. Our history has not been fully told, folks. Archaeologists have unearthed 57 ancient Egyptian tombs, most of which hold an ornately painted wooden sarcophagus with mummies inside, Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities said on Sunday. The oldest tombs date back to around 2750 BC during the period of Egypt's first and second dynasties, the council said in a statement. So I just wanted to go over that very quickly. Wanted to hit this. Amateur sky watchers spot secret space plane. Air Force's X-37B spaceship doesn't escape attention of satellite fans. So it is warming to me right now that as hard as the military-industrial complex tries to keep things secret, we're in an era where technology has reached a pace where common men can now keep their eye on things. And this really does hurt the establishment. Again, they want to be able to watch you, but they don't want to be watched. They want control of a cashless society control grid. But they don't want you to have control over that same technology that uses that grid. They don't want you to be able to access that information. That's why they demonize hackers. That's why they want the Cybersecurity Act in so bad. They monitor cyberbullying. We went over the story on Friday of the 15-year-old who had been bullied in the UK, so he hung himself, so we need to get rid of the internet or just have it totally regulated, maybe under Obama's new international order he talked about at West Point. But again, amateur sky watchers spot secret space plane. Now, the X-37B is the Air Force's robotic ship, and they say, analysts say it's surely not a weapon. But how would you know what this thing is? They can barely even see it with their satellite watching system. But again, it is nice that it will not be shrouded in total and complete secrecy. I was wondering if maybe the guys found that DVD cover of Unthinkable. Did we see it? Can we put it on screen? Here it is. Okay. Now, this is a little bit different than the DVD cover of Unthinkable that I had seen. There's one small difference with this than the one that I've seen. See, on the left-hand side, you see a huge city going up in some kind of a nuclear explosion. And there's Samuel L. Jackson with his head down. He's having to make some pretty tough decisions so that doesn't happen. What's not on this poster is his suit is covered in blood in some of the posters from the torture of the individual who he's trying to stop from carrying out his evil terrorist attack. All right, Annie in New York, you're on the line. Annie, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say, first of all, that you will be sorely missed, and hopefully it won't be that long that you're gone. We could use you here in New York, but you have done such an incredible job, and you know, when all is said and done, history has the longest memory, and your name will be right there as Alex Jones' protege, and everything that you guys have done, you have made such a difference.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. That warms my heart to hear it. What else on your mind?
Well, I loved Invisible Empire. I wanted to talk about Calderon and, you know, even people who normally wouldn't get kicked off, people that I know in media, they're furious with this, not only his comments, but the fact that our people, our representatives in the Congress stood up and applauded this clown. I think you're going to see a lot more ground giving way and people waking up the hard way.
Well, I'm hoping more mainline journalists are waking up to the fact that we're having more and more foreign leaders stand up in front of our Congress, talk about global new deals, talk about global partnerships to ban guns, talk about North American unions and get just standing ovations. And folks, if you know anything about those things, it's a bad idea. We'll be back after this taking your call. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burgess.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
I save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild.
Yeah, we are back as Info Warrior with Jason Burmess. And folks, I don't like getting up here and going after actors that I enjoy, like Samuel L. Jackson. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Everybody loves that. What a great line. What a great actor. But when you have a movie that glorifies the torture of people to stop terrorist attacks and their American Al-Qaeda, and here is the poster I was talking about right here. See, the difference is you've got the little black helicopter on the side, and now his suit on the right hand side is all stained with blood from the torture of this individual, apparently from cutting off his fingers, as the other caller talked about. All right, let's continue with the calls. Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're online.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Well, I'd like to bring up the whole Robert Rodriguez film, Machete.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who do not know, there's a Mexican death metal band named Brujeria, which is, well, you know, witchcraft in English. And they have a song called Killing White People.
Okay.
Now, you have to be pretty much involved in the death metal scene to, like, know about this band. But basically, it's supposed to be satanic drug runners who are very racist against white people and stuff like that. And I even left a message for Alex Jones on MySpace about that band to let him know that.
How are they connected with Machete, man?
Okay, basically, it's basically to kill white people. That's basically, like, you know.
So wait, you're just connecting the movie with this metal band because they happen to also be racist. All I can say is there are a lot of white hate metal bands out there. There are a lot of just hate metal bands in general. And again, we don't promote hate here. That's why we have exposed this movie, Machete, for what it is. Again, Cortez Machete is a character, Jesse, in the Spy Kids films. He's the heroic uncle that helps them on their journeys. And now he's coming out. I mean, it was all fun and games when this was just a trailer in a crappy double feature called Grindhouse that totally sucked. Sorry, Quentin Tarantino. Sorry, Robert Rodriguez. Both movies sucked. They were absolutely horrible. Being a fan of both of your stuff, seeing all your movies, including even El Mariachi, sucked. Total suck fest. And Machete, and then I think there was another, there was a Rob Zombie little preview thing that was also good. Those are the best parts of the movie. Why did they decide to take this character, make it into a movie, and make it all about a race war? I just don't get it. Appreciate the call. Walt in Missouri. Walt, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I heard you talking about that deal a while ago with that 11-year-old girl killing people.
Yes, and what you're talking about, wait, the 11-year-old girl who was killed in Detroit, is that what you're talking about? Oh, the kick-ass girl. Oh, the kick-ass. Yes, kick-ass.
Yeah. Now, I don't know because we haven't had TV on here since 1993.
Okay.
And I'm a real good friend of Alex's. I met him and Mike Hansen in Kansas City when they came here, I think, in 04.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike did an interview with me. I'm a retired Marine, and I'm going to tell you, I love the Punisher. Our government isn't doing what it needs to do.
Listen, I'm a fan. Also, I'm going to say, Walt, I'm a fan of the Punisher, too. Like I said, you know, as a kid, I loved the comic book. The movies were kind of subpar, but even the movie, the cheesy one they did with Dolph Lundgren in the 80s, wasn't that bad. My point was that at least the Punisher kind of has this moral thing going where every once in a while he thinks about whether he's killing people or whether it's a good thing. But he is, I guess, the epitome of a stone-cold killer in the Marvel or DC, the mainline comic book universes. What bothered me was that this was an 11-year-old girl doing the same thing with no moral consultation or compass whatsoever. If you were a part of a gang or if you were in the criminal's house, if you had a gun, you were killed. And it was brutal killings. And again, the way they advertised this film was kind of like a buddy hero comedy. And with a buddy hero comedy, I'm thinking more along the lines of Spider-Man, of Captain America, of, you know, getting the criminals in a comic book fashion, not brutal murders. So, you know, that's why I was coming out against that. But I like the Punisher. I mean, I'm not totally for it. I would never take another human life unless they tried to take mine or I felt like mine was in jeopardy. However, I'm not trying to censor people. I'm surely not trying to tell people what they can and can't listen to. But I am warning people that I think it's dangerous when you have an advertisement campaign, again, targeted at preteens and teenagers that ends up to be a gory kill flick where an 11-year-old girl kills 40 to 50 plus people. Appreciate the call, Wes, or Walt. Let's go to Chris in New Zealand. Chris, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, calling from New Zealand. I've got a couple of things to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is I witnessed a horrific event with involving a couple of cops in a place called Waitangi.
Okay.
Waitangi is where they signed the treaty between the natives and the British.
Okay.
Back in the 18th century. Anyway, what happened is there was this lady, a native, filming another native, her neighbour, as the police were serving an ordinary traffic offence. The cops spotted this woman with the camera and basically went her. I was present. I was there. I'm
mm-hmm.
white.
Mm-hmm.
They grabbed her and tossed her onto the ground on her own property. Fortunately, she managed to pass the camera off to her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They broke her arm.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the proof from the hospital.
Sure.
Now, then what happened is once the cops realized the kids had grabbed the camera, they went after the kids.
Oh, my God.
They strangled this 14-year-old boy and pepper sprayed him in the face. There was one little 8-year-old girl. They grabbed at her as well.
And I'm assuming they're also going to be charging the mother with assaulting the police officers, right? Isn't that where it's going to go to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the interesting thing is there were so many witnesses, they're not going to get away with it. And the great news is we got the video camera. I've seen the footage. We got these parasites cold.
Well, Chris, where is this video?
Them.
Where is this video? Tell me it's on YouTube. Tell me someone's uploaded it to the Internet.
Well, you know, I'm umming and ahhing about that. I've got it in my hand. I'm literally looking at the video camera right now, and
uh-huh.
I've got the video evidence on my computer here in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Part of me says, yeah, upload it. Give it to you guys, or give it to yourself. Give it to Alex,
mm-hmm.
And away we go. Another part of me says, no, hold it. Utilize it to defend her, and then proceed to utilize it to prosecute these
people. Well, you'll be able to defend and prosecute as long as it's out in public. And I guarantee, you know, this won't just be for InfoWars.com or Alex Jones. Please put that onto YouTube. Send us the link, and you'll probably be on the Raw Story, Huffington Post. It could gain traction to a national attention level, at least in this country, and possibly your own, which is what you want. Please put this onto YouTube. Please put this onto YouTube. Please put this onto YouTube. It cannot hurt you in any way. It can help you. You'll probably never end, these people will probably never end up going into court for the offenses that they listed. In other words, for assaulting the police officer, which never actually happened. They'll be going into court to basically get money and damages from these people if you do that, because they're going to throw all that other stuff out, Chris.
I've been thinking about that. There's two things that that I've done historically. I'm the guy that prosecuted Sergeant Gunn 2 years no pay, for criminal nuisance, and I did another cop who unfortunately got name suppression. Did him for torture in Auckland. I was there. I saw this event occur with this Maori woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's two ways you can go. You can litigate and get a buck.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, who pays the money? And the answer is indirectly the taxpayer through these offshore corporate companies.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, I can give you the offshore corporate company names and what have you if you guys haven't already got that information. The other way you can do is prosecute the individual. You don't get a buck, but there's a chance you send him to jail. It's a very hard thing to do, though.
Well, can't you do both? Can't you prosecute?
Crown-appointed crown judge is, in front of a crown-appointed crown judge, is a very difficult thing to pull off.
But you can probably do both. Can't you sue the department? And like you said, even if you win that lawsuit, then it is going to come out of taxpayer money. But at least the woman gets money for her broken arm and her pain and suffering and the false accusations against her. But then on top of that, can't you go individually after each one of these officers?
We can do both. You know, bugger it, I will. I'll do both. I'll criminally prosecute. I'm not a litigation man. I've never gone into court over money. But, yeah, I'll align myself with a good litigation barrister, and yeah, let's do it. I'll tell you what, I'll expand it, and I'll provide all my services free of charge. Anybody else in New Zealand over the last couple of years that have had their arms broken by police officers, because I now comprehend that this is a regular occurrence, contact us, and we'll turn it into a class action. How about that?
Awesome, Chris. Great caller. Keep it motivated. Keep it moving forward. Keep after these people, because we have to hold them accountable. We have to maintain the right that we can actually tape the gods, the criminals, in their criminal actions so they don't get away with these acts. Appreciate the call. Ollie in Canada. Ollie, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. It's been a while since I've been waiting. So anyways, Jason, I have actually two things to say. One, I want to pass a message to Alex. I was listening to his comment in regards to what he was saying about, you know, basically Israelis, and the CIA giving the Pakistanis the bomb so they could menace India and China. Well, there's something I have to say in regards to that. Number one,
China is the biggest arms supplier of Pakistan. There's no way Pakistan can menace China. Then number two, it's kind of like, it's more of like they're providing both India and Pakistan the bomb, so they could menace each other and they could have them on each other's throats, and then they could exploit that.
It's called order out of chaos, divide and conquer. They could exploit both sides as they provided the weapons for them. And Alex only covered that briefly because it's a headline over at theguardian.co.uk. And they're essentially admitting that Israel did try to sell the bomb to Pakistan. We'll be back after this, taking your calls, 888-201-2244.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back live. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. We got Tommy from We Are Change Scotland coming up in about 6 minutes to discuss the latest developments in the 7/7 bombings. But I want to remind people to get my latest and greatest Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined over at Infowars.com or watch it streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest of quality. And check out the newest film we're carrying, Don't Tread on Me by Gary Franchi and William Lewis. Who are we on? We're on Adam in Nevada. Adam, you're on the line.
Mr. Burmes, it's been quite some time since my last call, and while I had every intention on kicking your ass over kick-ass, all I'm going to say is that it was a rated R movie.
It was rated R. You're right. Okay, you're right. The rating system was right, but you got to admit, the preview, listen, I think the movie wasn't that bad. I'd probably give it about a 6.5, a 7. I thought it was obviously better than it, before it started to get a little bit darker. But you gotta admit that the previews didn't kind of put it off with that Punisher feel. And if you've seen it, Adam, you can't tell me that 11-year-old girl didn't cap 40 to 50 people.
Oh, I was reading the comic before the movie came out, and I quit reading when they introduced her.
And then that's John Romita Jr., so I guess if you knew the comic book and you knew about Hit Girl, you knew what it was going to be about, but I sure didn't. Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to say on this being the last night of your broadcast that I for sure am going to miss you.
Oh, thank you.
I do have to say that, quite honestly, I'm a better person for having heard you.
Well, that's nice of you to say, my man. I don't know if it's quite true, but I appreciate
the
compliment.
You've introduced me to so many people, so many different thoughts. If I hadn't been hooked up with We Are Change after hearing about them on your broadcast specifically, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Well, We Are Change is a great group, and they're the real grassroots organization that other people try to say they are and prop up as a false paradigm. But again, you can be the change you want to see in the world. You can join a local chapter. You can start a local chapter. You can get involved with people across state lines on projects. It's state lines, country lines. We're going to have We Are Change Scotland on in just a moment and take action. Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to talk about the 7/7 bombings in detail that a lot of people may not know about. If you're new to the program, if you've only been listening for 6 months or a year, if you don't know what happened on 7/7, that's one of the false flag events I didn't cover in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, basically because of time constraints. You got anything else on or out there for me, Adam?
I just want to say Godspeed, and I hope you return to us soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam. Jacob in Missouri. Jacob, you're on the line. Yes, sir. No Jacob? Joshua in... Didn't we already go to a Joshua in New Mexico? Is it the same guy? All right, Joshua, quick.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Basically, it wasn't all celebratory last time. I wanted to get into the fact that they've shut down my YouTube videos. They've taken them off. They've shut down my Google accounts. They've messed with my internet. I have my own personal little H2 Hummer that is often outside of my house with a little satellite thing. Mm-hmm. All of this has been since I started making noise in this campaign. My platforms are recording the police, which is what I was doing that made me start running for the sheriff to begin with, taking down the red light cams, anything that grows naturally. If God gives it to us, who is any man to take it away? So marijuana laws, who needs to go to jail?
Didn't they just try to decriminalize it in, I know they tried to decriminalize it in Nevada not so long ago unsuccessfully. Didn't they try to do the same thing in New Mexico, or is that still up?
Yeah, well, Gary Johnson was kind of having a successful campaign in about 2000, but he's no longer our governor. Mm-hmm. We have Bill Richardson, who's one of the biggest...
Bill Richardson, for those that don't know, is another one of those Bilderberg socialites, elite puppets that was the governor of New Mexico. And I think I've actually got him talking about the Bilderberg group. We Are Change got him on camera discussing the organization. About 30 seconds, Josh. Go ahead.
Oh, just imagine having a sheriff in Albuquerque, the 32nd biggest city, that'll stand up to Bill Richardson and arrest him when he does unconstitutional things in my city. That's going to spread throughout the country. Man, because of you and Alex, I'm going to miss you, Jason. You're just as inspirational as Alex. We're going to change America, man. We're doing it right here. Please go to myspace.com/honestdefeatexposed. Joshua Timberman for Bernalillo County Sheriff. Thank you very much, Jason. You've been amazing.
All right, thank you. We're going to come back with Tommy from We Are Change Scotland and discuss the latest developments in the 7/7 bombings in the United Kingdom.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
Yeah, we are back. It's the Info War with Jason Burmis. The last one for a while, folks. I'm headed back to New York tomorrow morning. But before then, I figured we'd cover this latest out of The Guardian. July 7th inquest to investigate role of MI5 and police. Coroner says hearings into deaths of bombers and victims will be heard separately because they don't want the truth about this event to hit the mainstream. And it already really has hit the mainstream underground. Everybody knows about 7/7 ripple effect, and that person was actually jailed. I don't know whatever became of him in the United Kingdom. Joining us now to talk about this is Tommy from We Are Change Scotland. He called into the Alex Jones Show on Friday, and I didn't have more than a couple minutes just to talk about it, but we're going to spend 30 minutes on this latest development. Tommy, tell people how you got involved in We Are Change and your encounter with Peter Powers of Visor Corp. We got Tommy? Did we drop him? I've got no audio in my ear.
Oh, Jason, yeah, hi.
All right, I got you. Oh. Yes, sir, you're on.
Yeah, buddy, hi, thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, my story was my mum came from Ireland. She fled when she was 7 years old. My grandfather brought her over from the black and tan, you know, death squads that were chasing out Irish Catholics. So she came to Scotland, Glasgow, Scotland. And then for myself, I was brought up in the background when it was the IRA, you know, campaign against the British that happened. Primarily, it was a civil rights organisation that started in the 60s, similar to what happened with the blacks were doing in Your Good Country. And they were following the peaceful civil rights march campaign. And just a week before I was born, in 1972, British death squads, soldiers, SAS, British soldiers, went into a place called Derry. They call it Londonderry, but it's actually called Derry. Free Derry. And what happened? They killed 14 unarmed, innocent Irish Catholics. They had a whole, it was a Widgery report, they called it the Widgery report, and it was like a whitewash commission. And basically they got away with killing 14 innocent Catholics. The IRA grew up from that. They got a groundswell of support, and they started a bombing campaign. So I grew up in the background of this. Bobby Sands went on hunger strike with another 9 colleagues and starved themselves to death at the treatment under Margaret Thatcher, not allowing them to have political status. They were treated as common criminals, but they were fighting a political war. And so I grew up in the background of that, that the Irish were demonised in British society. Oh, look, there's an Irishman. Oh, he's a terrorist, you know. Mm-hmm. And even up into 1990, I moved down to England, London, and I would wear Irish tops or Celtic tops. That's a football team from Glasgow who was founded, a soccer team founded on the back of the Irish potato famine when in the 1840s. They poisoned the potato, they blockaded the ports, 1 million Irish people died, another 1 million Irish fled for their lives to Glasgow, Liverpool, New York, Boston, because of what the British were doing. So for myself, I come from that history, and a remarkable thing happened. I met the most beautiful lady who came from Africa about 15 years ago, and we have the 3 of the most beautiful children. And then 9 years ago this summer, in 2001, I met a gentleman who was Asian. He was a Muslim, and he began explaining certain things on Islam to me. I read a book by Martin Lings, and it was on the life of the Prophet Muhammad, and things made sense to me. Mm-hmm. I was away on holiday, and I came back, and exactly 3 weeks before the fateful attack on New York, on August the 21st, 2001, I went into a mosque and I accepted that Islam would be a good way to better my character, to better myself as a person, to help out my family, to help out society, to correct my character defaults, you know.
So Tommy, just to summarize, you've lived through a wide range of tyrannical government experiences, both through yourself and through your history, your lineage. And right before 9/11, you found Islam and just decided, listen, I'm going to go to a mosque. I'm going to try to make this into my religion. Hopefully it'll better myself, better my life. And literally a few weeks later, the biggest false flag attack in history happens. And who does it demonize? It demonizes the Muslims.
Yes. And prior to that point, I was just working in a little part-time job, just getting some money. I'd left a job. I was working for a company. It was a cable company selling phone and TV, and it was an American company. So I became a good salesman. I was quite good and very proficient at talking. And then at the time, I was seeking knowledge. I was reading all sorts of books. I was at the time buying shares and selling shares on the NASDAQ. I was heavily involved in the economic stuff. So I started reading about economics. And this is the reason why they demonize Islam, because they hold dearly to a message that the Jewish people and the Christian people were told by their prophets and messengers, and that was not to charge interest, not to have riba, as it's in Arabic, or usury, where you charge interest to money, because that produces a society which we see just now, war, corruption, famine, and all the problems. So the thing when That's one of the reasons why they've been demonizing Islam, is because of the message that they say to people, don't deal in interest, because when you deal in interest, then you're going to have tremendous problems with your society.
Well, let's fast forward to the 7/7 bombs. We've only got about 20 minutes left. But again, radical Islam is the target of this attack. But as soon as you start to pull the veil back, you realize that, again, it seems that they are, in fact, the patsy of what really happened here, what really occurred on 7/7. Simultaneous drills of the same train stations and bus stations blowing up at the same exact time. Reports that people who were supposedly on these buses fled and never actually took them. And then even reports that there were shootings in London, England, of terrorist suspects that day that kind of fell by the wayside, didn't they, Tommy?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was all sorts of black ops propaganda that always comes out at this the stage of something like that happened. The initial reports were given it was electrical outages that were happening at the time. But going back to, you know, the British secret services, the British intelligence, you know, the oldest established secret service on the planet, and the skullduggerous means that they have used that, particularly the stuff they did in Ireland. You know, they had at the highest levels in the chains of command of the IRA, British intelligence informers and operatives right at the highest echelons. So for every attack they knew about, they were planning, they were part of it. So it's part of the British model of black ops, where they can use whoever and blame whoever to further ends and agenda. And that was going on key that day, and the key operator, or one of the key operators, is identified by your good self. When I first saw it, he works for Visor Consultancy, and he was doing training, you know, the way he said it on that day, on various news organisations. It was all over the place. And when I spoke to him a few weeks ago, he gave that as an excuse. He says, well, hey, listen, why would I go on to the media straight away and do that if I was part of it? And for me, that is the ultimate perfect cover. You might, if he didn't come out and speak and say that day, then it makes it even far worse for him, because in the minds of people listening, who would be able to say, well, hold on, all these people are coming out later on and exposing it.
So, well, the bottom line is this, Tommy. He was a facilitative mechanism. In other words, he wasn't involved in the planning of anything but the actual drill type scenarios. However, the consultants who he was working for, the corporations he was working for, who he didn't name, and he said, I won't name them for obvious reasons, they're the ones that piggybacked onto his drill. That's why the hairs were standing up on the back of his neck. But he knows damn well who he was working for that day. And it's just like the drills on 9/11. People started saying, hey, wait a minute, didn't I see Tom Kenny of FEMA on the news saying that they were there Monday night? And initially they said, oh, no, he got that wrong. They weren't there Monday night. They were there Tuesday night. But then it came out, no, FEMA was running a tripod drill. And yes, Tom Kenny and FEMA were in New York City the night before 9/11. And then, of course, there are the multitude of drills, Amalgam Virgo, Vigilant Guardian, Vigilant Warrior, Amalgam Warrior, all these things going on in and around 9/11 that later came out. But these beans were spilled on 7/7, on the BBC, on Sky News. And even though you talked to him, like you said, 10 days ago, We Are Change Ireland got at him over a year ago. And when they started talking about the drills, he literally walked off in a closet and didn't want to discuss the matter whatsoever.
Yeah, well, when I was pushing him, he turned it back on me, and I said, well, I'm a journalist, I've got my own radio show, which I've just started myself, broadcasting, you know, through the internet, mm-hmm. and I said to him, and he said, well, I don't think you are a journalist, and I said, well, look, okay, I'm doing it, I'm alternative media, and he kind of smelled a rat, and he said, you sound like one of these conspiracy nuts, and I said, look, with the deepest of respect, I'm just asking you a few simple questions, because the case that has been put against you is that for the chances to that to happen, I always get this wrong, is it a tetragillion, one in a figure with 42 zeros? I said that to him. I said, look, the chances of, and he said, well, look, why would I do that? And as I say, he tried to get off the phone pretty sharpish. I didn't get a recording or anything of it. I mean, my software wasn't playing up too good. But he did mention to me the name of the company, because I put it to him. I said, well, was the company British London Underground, was it the company's Centrica, whatever the company that runs the London Underground, and he gave the name for it, and he said, no, don't be silly, it was this one. But for his background, he had only left New Scotland Yard, he'd only left the inside echelons of the British secret services, so he had a high role in that, so the planning and the instigating of it, you could well be right there, Jason, that he was just taking part in a drill, but it's just so, it's stinking high.
Tommy, let me bring you back. He told you which corporation, or at least one of the consultants that he was doing this drill for. Can you give us that name?
Honestly, I managed to record just about 20, 30 seconds, poor quality. The best, the 5 minutes of it, I couldn't get my software on the thingy to get it. And I would be honestly lying to you to get that name. I've got.
Because that's a huge story. If we can start to identify who was actually commissioning and running those drills, we can further our investigation beyond Peter Powers. But that tells me that if he did reveal that information to you, that he would reveal it to somebody else. So I'm hoping somebody else out there in the alternative media takes the ball and runs with it, because that is a huge story, Tommy.
Well, listen, keep it quiet, keep it wrapped up. I've got his thing, mate. I'll try and get a hold of him ASAP tomorrow, and I'll get a thing on it, because I tried it last week when I was doing my show. It was out about 10 o'clock UK time, and it was a bit late. By the time I phoned him, he didn't have the time. So what I'll do, I'll phone and apologise tomorrow, and I'll try and get it out him without showing my hand, so to speak, to get the name of that for ourselves, you know, and I'll pass it on ASAP to yourself, Jason, because you're right, I should have got a name of that, but in between with what he was saying, and he was accusing me of being, you know, a conspiracy nut, so I was having to defend my sanity, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would be interesting, but it really does stink, because how they can get away repeatedly, and as I say, for myself, coming into a new community, and every single Muslim that I have met, right, they're the most peaceful, loving people who wouldn't say boo to a coup. That's a phrase they use in Scotland, boo to a coup. They wouldn't harm a fly. That's how, you know, the image that is given in the media and how it's portrayed, it could be nothing further from the truth. So for me, for the last 8 years, when I saw this happening, and then when the FBI said after 30 minutes, we're 90% sure it was Osama bin Laden, I realised that day, hold on. And so for the last 8 years, for myself, on a small campaign I've took, and I've managed to get a collective of a lot of people who have been listening to me, phoning the radio stations, and we've started a website, we've started this radio. I'm thinking about doing a film to expose the Freemasons in Scotland, because they've got cover-ups for paedophile rings where judges were top police, which is happening. There's a case going on just now, but the media, they don't cover it.
And well, in the United Kingdom, almost all of the upper echelons of the court system and the police system, unfortunately, are part of the Fraternal Mason Order, and that's just known there. I mean, they have specials on the BBC about it. They kind of laugh half-handedly about it, but those are the facts. I want to let callers know we're going to be going to them in the next 15 minutes. We're going to go back to Tommy in a second, but I want to read parts of this article because it is so important. Again, July 7th inquest to investigate role of MI5 and police. And of course, this will be a whitewash, but this mainline article is so important to understanding what really went on. Lady Justice Hallett told the Royal Courts of Justice in central London that the hearings into the deaths of the four bombers would not be heard at the same time of those of their 52 victims. However, some survivors of the blast were disappointed when the coroner refused their request to be able to cross-examine witnesses, because some of these survivors saw the intelligence plants. They saw what actually occurred. So they want to cross-examine some of these witnesses to get the truth out, and they're not being allowed to. Hallett had been asked to decide what form the inquest would take ahead of the hearings later this year. Last month, counsel for the Security Service and the Home Secretary said disclosing MI5 files about the four suicide bombers to the families of those killed in London attacks would be impossible. Let me repeat that for you, folks. The security services said that they would not disclose MI5 files on the four bombers to their families because that would be impossible. Gee, I wonder why that would be impossible. Could they have been running drills in the weeks before they actually went live? MI5 argued that investigating claims that could have prevented the atrocities would involve handing over the keys to MI5's Thames House House headquarters. In other words, they say, oh, we can't do it because we have too many secrets that don't have anything to do with this. At this morning's hearing, Hallett admitted that there were some forces in the Security Service argument that the sensitivity of evidence about its intelligence should restrict the inquest investigations. However, the coroner said she wanted to conduct such investigations and are possible, adding that MI5 had offered its full cooperation. See, they offer the full cooperation, but they're things that they shouldn't look at. It's doublespeak. It's literally 1984 Orwell in your face, Tommy.
You better believe it, mate. And I'm sitting here in the belly of the beast, as I say, contacting the radio stations. At the time, you know, of 9-11 and at the 7-7, the information overload that they hit the people with is just so overwhelming. And there's a reason for that, because that sticks. If you say something over and over and over again, repeatedly, then in the minds of people it sticks. So the first story that they tell is key. And I've got to hammer it home and hammer it home, because then that helps neutralise people who start then talking the truth. When I became a Muslim, one of the phrases my brother said to me, always seek the truth and reject falsehood, because falsehood is always vanishing. And our part as truth seekers is to search for the truth, and once we've got it in our hands, is to shout at the top of our lungs, because there's no better cause and there's no better struggle to tell to an oppressor that he is an oppressor, to tell the emperor that he has got no clothes, to tell the bankers that they are bankrupt and they have crushed the system. They have led the planet into a nihilistic endgame.
We're going to come back with Tommy from We Are Change Scotland. And for those that aren't in the know, 9/11 wasn't only the biggest false flag attack of our generation, it was the biggest psychological warfare operation of our lifetimes as well. We're going to come back one more segment. We Are Change Scotland. It's the Info Warrior taking your calls. Ben, Mike, Big Sal, Lenwood, and many others.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it.
others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for?
We are back. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I want to read just a little bit more of this article. We're going to go back to Tommy from We Are Change Scotland in just a moment. The coroner added that she would sit without a jury, meaning sensitive intelligence material could be more effectively examined. Again, the slaves aren't allowed to know what's going on. We are not allowed to deal with the real issues. In April, the family of a hospital biomedical officer, Benba Mazaka, 47, was killed when Jermaine Lindsay blew himself up in a tube train between King's Cross and Russell Square. Questioned whether emergency services could have saved her life after learning she survived for 45 minutes after the attack. See, they always talk about something that isn't the real issue. See, it's a slight intelligence failure or it was slow-moving action. Alex Jones had one of the people blown up talking about what he thought was an intelligence officer on the field who wasn't really injured, who was playing injured, and giving the big government account. Tommy, what's your take?
Yeah, well, I'm 100% with you on that. You know, the key bit at the start of the investigation or the propaganda is very crucial for them, and it's brilliant how you've managed to expose it from over there. You know, from we have to energize ourselves and keep telling as many people as possible that this message that, you know, that the Muslims are not the main problem in society. The false flag operations that have happened, the main ones have been inspired by intelligence services of Great Britain and America. And the evidence is clearly out there. They've had so much devious involvement by backing terrorist nutcases all over the planet. And if there's any Muslim out there listening in the United States of America or Great Britain, please do not take any action of violence. Myself, I have started a website called Radical Pacifist Online. You can get me on Radical Tommy in Google. And what I've decided to do, because all the time when there's an attack, all the people who phone in the radio station say, oh, where's all the moderate Muslims talking about peace? So I'm saying to all my fellow Muslim brothers, do not take any weapons up or do not do any violence, because in a world with so much violence and so much murder and mayhem, we have to be responsible people and get our message across that Islam is of peace. Islam is of peace.
And of course, We Are Change itself, by the way, always advocates the actions of Martin Luther King Jr., of Gandhi. Passive resistance, civil disobedience, getting out there on the streets, you know, saying I have the right to free speech, saying I have the right to question authority, saying I have the right to challenge the official account of events when it's nothing but a bold-faced lie, saying I am a free human being and I will exercise those rights, Tommy.
Yeah, and how dare they call people like you and I, when all we are doing is speaking the truth, how dare they call us terrorists? There's a wonderful song in Irish where they say, how dare you call us a terrorist? Well, you look down your gun. Well, we think of all the deeds that you have done. You have plundered many nations. You have divided many lands. And yet you dare to call us a terrorist? Well, you look down our gun. Now, as I say to everybody out there, take up no weapons, take up no violence, and we can defeat these evildoers. We can defeat these people who are creating the havoc that we see in our society by fighting them with our love, fighting them with our peace, and the message will get through, because when the many people wake up, when the majority finally wake out of their slumber that they have been induced into, then we will have the revolution, the peaceful, radical, pacifist revolution. And God bless Jason. Check out my site, folks. I've got a wonderful tune, Jason, I've got there on my site. I would love you to check out with JFK and Bush. I'm coming place soon that my friend made. I'd love you to check it out.
Tommy, you're breaking up. We had to let you go. Check out Tommy from We Are Change Scotland. He's got a couple websites out there if you want the latest information on the 7/7 bombings and much more.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison, the soul is true within. Eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with sash it with. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land, screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal. Eat them seeds, they my own kind, I'm a cannibal. My regiment salute me. Haters wanna shoot me. Kool-Aid in their veins, they lawyers trying to sue me.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Nothing like running a little immortal tech. Technique as the bumper music. Loaded phone lines. People have been waiting for almost 40 minutes. We're going to start going down those phones. Ben in Indiana. Ben, you're on the line.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
And thank you for Invisible Empire. Amazing. I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
Oh, thank you, man.
And I was familiar with a lot of the information, and still, tons of stuff that I'd never seen before. And I want to ask you to please do a director's cut. Please do like an extended version.
I'll tell you what, man, if I can get rid of, if I can end up unloading, you know, 10, 20,000 DVDs and I'm a ways away from both those figures, maybe we get to do the director's cut. I know it's only been out a little over a month, but it's definitely got to go more super viral before I can invest, you know, another $10,000-$20,000 and putting out a 3-hour version in it and try, you know, a lot of the reason that, you know, I can only put out one movie or do a radio show once a week is this stuff just isn't that profitable. And that's why we need your support over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. If I'm able to do it, I will put out a 2-hour and 45-minute, 3-hour director's cut, or I just might move on to the next film. I don't know if people can sit down for 2 hours and 45, but I know there are the hardcore people out there that like the America's Secret Beginning series and things like that. That could sit through it. Go ahead, Ben.
I showed about half of it to a friend because he really wasn't wanting to really take any information. And I got him to sit down. I was like, okay, just watch some of it. And mm-hmm. I think he got it. You know, I think there's just no way you can turn back from it, from just watching so many chunks of Bush, especially obsessing over the New World Order. I showed it to my mom, who was familiar with a lot of the information, and it just kind of sealed the deal. She got the whole picture. She was even encouraged to go hand out movies like Fall of the Republic, which she wasn't really wanting to do before. After she saw that, she really, you know, felt comfortable handing out more DVDs.
Well, that's great that it can motivate somebody who's just kind of slightly in the know to actually taking action, because the first thing is to inform yourself, and then you have to activate, Ben.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, if you guys can make some poster, maybe if some fans out there can make a poster, like little fact sheets that maybe use some of the artwork from the DVDs.
Well, I'll tell you what somebody has done. Somebody did a Scribd, which is S-C-R-I-B-D, which is the entire movie sourced. So if you want a bibliography for Invisible Empire, type in Invisible Empire bibliography and it's out there. and it's printable. Appreciate the call, Ben. Got to jump. I have 11 other callers on the line. Mike in Iowa. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, it's I hope those Nintendo Wiis are still working okay for the crew.
Yep, they're in the back. I'm not going to say they get a whole lot of usage, but every once in a while somebody does play one of those things.
Well, it's good for a little 5-minute downtime here and there, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Now, and drive safe. Make sure you drive safe. You got somebody to drive with you, I hope.
Yeah, just my three pit bulls, man. Me, three pit bulls and a 98 Acura Integra. You better believe it. Loaded to the hill. I might actually get a hitch put on my car tomorrow and load some of my stuff back because I do have more stuff than I came with, but I might just have to give up my bed and a few of my other personal belongings and hit the dusty trails, Mike.
Well, you should be awfully safe then with the pit bulls, I think.
I don't mind parking in the sketchiest of areas with my three pit bulls because, you know, they'll just bite somebody's head off. Hey-o.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I was going to let you know that here on the ground war here in Iowa, we got Monsanto, but we also have the spear of truth against Monsanto, mm-hmm. right in Fairfield, Iowa, where we have the man that did the seeds of deception. Plus, we also have a senator that's running for senator. I mean, Bob Krause. Now he's on.
Hold over, Mike. We'll talk about Bob Krause, Monsanto, and more, and take your calls. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis live at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are back and shooting through your calls. We've got 11 people on hold. We're going back to Mike in Iowa. And Mike, you were just talking about a candidate for Senate, I believe Bob Krause, who is anti-Monsanto.
All right, Bob Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E. He's from Fairfield, Iowa, which is the only place that Ron Paul actually won the presidential primary. Mm-hmm. It was going through in Iowa, and that's the only place they didn't actually fix the votes. But, and so it's also where the anti-Monsanto juggernaut is of Mr. Smith, you know, who has the seeds of deception you guys sell there.
Too. Yep, yep, yep.
And so, I mean, right here, I mean, so the thing is you have to, you know, pick and choose your battles. And here in Iowa, well, number one beast is Monsanto.
Well, absolutely. And those who don't know, Mike, just because I have so many callers, who Monsanto is, this is the genetically modifying food company out there that literally, I believe they were the ones that grew HIV virus in live corn some years back. And these are the people that are supposed to feed us in the future and be in control of things like Codex Alimentarius, deciding what kind of vitamins and minerals we should be able to consume and distribute and use as a people. And if you're eating this processed Monsanto genetically modified garbage, I got news for you. Cancer is probably on the way. Big Sal in Maryland. Big Sal, you're on the line.
Yeah, how you doing? What's up, Jason? I want to give a shout out to Alex and Texas Mars and them over there in Power of Privacy, Jerry. But I would like to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get my hands on that DVD machete?
The movie doesn't come out until September. There is no DVD. We had some of the crew from Machete actually send us the script. That's what we've got over here. We don't have the actual film. All that's online. Well, number one, you could go to the old preview, which was done a few years back for Grindhouse. That one's pretty readily available. Now, there's a few newer trailers out there. But aside from those newer trailers and that, really, what I'm holding in my hand with these blue markers right here is the script. And, you know, it's highlighted out. We've gone through it. It's about a race war. Obviously, we can't just put the script out there on Infowars.com. However, if we have it, other people can get it as well. And there are a lot of little underground networks where you can get film scripts before the movies actually come out. But if you want to know the entire plot to Machete, what actually happens, you've got to find the script online. But it's light reading. I mean, it's a Hollywood script. Each page ends up being about a minute long for those that have never done this. So this is an 86-page draft. You can bank on a 90 to, you know, hour and 45-minute film. I hope that answered your question, Big Sal. I wish I could have helped you a little more. Lenwood in Georgia. Lenwood, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. It's nice to talk to you. I have been awake to the New World Order for quite some time, but a little bit of information about your comic book with the UFO in front of it.
Yeah.
It has been a while since the Fed has been operating secretly with space. It's like space experimentations. Back in 2009, there was a conference held that was that Bob Dean, a well-known operative, had some information about UFOs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
From Apollo 13 mission, 40 rolls of film was missing from the space mission. But the JSA bought the negatives, and NASA, I just totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep presenting this information at this Awake and Aware conference in L.A. Information's on YouTube, by the way. And it shows pictures of, like, UFOs on the mission and whatnot.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of those UFOs and NASA videos, and a lot of them are compelling and really are probably the best case for unidentified flying objects out there, because they come from the horse's mouth, the government. But when I was going over those Federal Reserve comic books, I just thought it was extremely odd that something that looked like 1970s, 1980s comic book propaganda for the Federal Reserve. Again, we showed you the cover of Wishes and Rainbows, Children on Rainbows, all happy with the Federal Reserve. We showed you the young blonde girl who's telling the hippie kid and the jock about the Federal Reserve. But it was very weird to me to see the New York Federal Reserve Board sitting there, and in the background is this UFO-type type space station. So I thought I would cover that very quickly on the air. And those videos are extremely interesting. I don't know what quite to make out of them since NASA has, you know, been known to be deceptive for the last 40, 50 years, but they are very interesting to look at. Appreciate the call, Enwood. Johnny, or I'm sorry, Jenny in Indiana. Jenny, you're on the line.
Hey, Burmese.
Hey, hey.
Burmese?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's buzzing out a lot.
Oh, that's all right.
I was just calling to tell you that we're going to miss you in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the Invisible Empire and wanted to know if you're going to be doing any more radio shows. Do you have anything planned?
Well, I know I'm going to be on Dr. Stan Monteith on June 1st and I think the 8th. I don't think I have anything up for this week. You can check me out in some recent interviews. I did the James Cameron fan blog. Somebody from WBAI was supposed to have me on, but he just kind of canceled on me and stopped getting at me. I would love for someone from KPFK to have me on. I've been on Tap Out Radio in the last month. Look for me on Tap Out Radio in the next month, not only to talk MMA, but to talk parapolitics and deep politics as well. But like I said, this won't be the end for me on radio. This won't be the end for me in documentary films. I'm sure I'm going to bounce back in the next couple of months and figure out what I'm going to do. But again, I've been away from home for so long, and I maintained a residence in New York the entire time I was out here, so I could go home. And I got to tell you, I am excited to take the 30-hour cross-country trip back.
Yeah, that sounds like quite a trip. Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you, Jenny. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Scott in Utah. Scott, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Utah reporting here. Hey, we're making progress here. We got rid of Bennett, and we're working on a few state senators. Great job on Invisible Empire. I love Fable Enemies and Loose Change, both of those, actually. Actually got an original Loose Change with your autograph on it with Alex.
Oh, excellent.
Avery.
Now, the Loose Change really second edition one. That's not even the original. That's the second edition, but we've got a couple of them still in the back. But, yeah, those are old school. Those are from, like, 06 or 07 when me, Alex, and Dylan sat down and signed all those copies.
That was cool. I got about five of them. But,
oh, excellent.
keep it up. I've purchased all of them, and I hand them out and do the best I can. But what, I'm the guy who called about solicitors when they call and how you turn them on to Infowars.com.
Mm-hmm. You kind of just talk to one of these solicitors. Tell people about how when someone calls you to switch a phone line or something like that, you get a hold of them.
It is expanded. Anybody that calls me that is a solicitor, you've actually got them captivated. And you can just listen to them for a few seconds or a little bit. It says, hey, have you heard of Infowars.com? I go, what's that? He says, yeah, Infowars.com. And they'll get into it, and then you spell it out to them. And now I'm getting them, they're calling back and thanking me for turning them on to that site.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's just working so good. I'm telling you, that alone probably 10 people a week.
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, sometimes, man, you have to be able to reach out to your fellow human being. Just today,
yes.
I was out at Home Depot. I was looking for a trailer for the back of my car. I don't have a hitch on it. I was maybe looking for a hitch replacement. Couldn't find anything. No one was putting hitches on today. I got to wait till tomorrow. Anyway, I'm about to go to my car, and some guy approaches me, and he's like, oh, I got my kids in the car. And I looked over. He had his kids in the car, and he didn't have any gas money on him. And usually, I'm not the greatest guy in the world, folks. I usually don't give people money. I'm quite annoyed at some of the bums in Austin that are in the medians. It makes me kind of sick, all the panhandling going on. But this guy's a family guy. He's got his kids in the car. So I look in my wallet, and I don't have anything smaller than a 20, but I'm just like, all right, man, here you go. Here's a 20. I go check out Infowars.com. He's like, what? And I go, Infowars.com, check us out over there. And he's like, Alex Jones, Infowars.com? I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, you know, I host for Alex sometimes. I do my, oh, man, I can't thank you guys. And I start shaking my hand, da-da-da-da-da. And I gave him a copy of Invisible Empire, and I said, hey, make sure your kids watch that. And he said, I will. And off he went, and I'm hoping I just reach another 3-4 people, getting them more hardcore into the anti-NWO movement. And what did it cost me? It cost me $20 to help a family out today. Big deal. Appreciate the call, Scott. Got to jump. Jacob in Maryland. Jacob, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Two things. I was just thinking, like, about the earlier caller who said that he lived through dictatorships or something like that.
Are you talking about Tommy, our guest from We Are Change Ireland, how he his mother came over from Britain, or I'm sorry, from Ireland into Scotland when the British were oppressing them?
Yes. I was just thinking about it. I've been reading about Soviet history, and I think that a lot of times people have a problem with waking up because they think that tyranny is out in the open, that they see, look at Soviet history, they were actively oppressing everyone. But over here in the United States, tyranny is far away, like with Gitmo and its prison camps, so they don't see it.
Well, I think what it is, Jacob, is number one, we've had it too good for too long. We haven't seen that kind of visible tyranny here in the United States since World War II when they had Japanese Americans in internment camps. That just hasn't happened visually to us. We also succumb to the fact that we've had the greatest economy in the world in the last 50 years. So people are less apt to think that their government would ever do something like that. Because again, we succumb to the propaganda every single day, even in Russia, as though those things were occurring under Stalin, a lot of Russians were in denial that they were occurring. Even in Nazi Germany, as people were getting rounded up, whether they were gypsies, or they were Jews, or they were homosexuals, or they were mentally disabled, it was in the backdrop. People didn't want to believe it, even with that outward tyranny in their face. But I think more and more people are now starting to question their government with American Gitmo coming in, with the Barack Obama administration being so brazen, so bold to get up in front of West Point and say we need a new international order. But unfortunately, the vast majority of the public throughout history is always mesmerized and hypnotized by the government propaganda, by the tools of the establishment to enslave our minds. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star subs for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are back live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. Taking your calls for the rest of the 36 minutes of the program, 888-201-2244. Before I go to JJ in Texas, I want to read this article. Scientists, we didn't create life from scratch. Now, Friday, I had a big stack of news. I didn't go over all the stories. I rarely end up getting to go over all the stories. But it was a big story that supposedly, for the first time ever, life had been created from nothing. But now they're saying it's not quite like that. Scientists created an active cell from a computer-generated DNA. The team was led by the human genome pioneer, J. Craig Venter. The breakthrough could lead to breakthroughs for new energy creation and food sources. And I'd like to remind people that we no longer should be having the stem cell debate. They can artificially create stem cells from living skin tissue. So you no longer have to take it from the fetuses of dead babies. Do you understand that? They suppress technology in such a manner that usually people don't understand how advanced we've come. We get stuck in these arguments that are no longer relevant. So now the scientists saying we didn't create life from scratch. So let me just read the headline here. Genetics pioneer J. Craig Venter announced Thursday that he and his team have created artificial life for the first time using sequences of genetic code created on a computer. The team assembled a complete DNA of a bacterium, then inserted it into another bacterium and initiated synthesis, or in Venter's words, booted up the cell. In a statement, Venter called the results the proof of principles that genomes can be designed in the computer, chemically made in the laboratory and transplanted into a recipient cell to produce a new self-replicating cell. This really is pioneering for open science. And CNN, what exactly have you done? We have announced the first cell that is totally controlled by a synthetic chromosome that we designed in a computer based on an existing chromosome. We built it from four bottles of chemicals. That's over a million base pairs of chromosomes. We assembled that and transplanted into a recipient cell, and the new chromosome started being read by the machinery in the cell, producing new proteins, and totally transformed that cell into a new species coded by a synthetic chromosome. JJ in Texas, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
First of all, I'm not a sir.
I'm sorry. I apologize, JJ.
I'm a girl. Okay. I've got two points, and just let me make these 2 points because I've been trying to get through for days. Okay. First thing, I lived in the UK for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched all the demonization of Scotland and Ireland when they are the true patriots, sovereign nations who are like whipped down by, you know, the monarchy of the United Kingdom, which is England.
Mm-hmm.
And everything We Are Change says, Tommy, everything he said, and the Love Police when Alex had him on the other day,
mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a wonderful guy. Everything he's saying is true because I had to listen for 10 years of the demonization of Scotland and Ireland. And they are the real sovereign people who will not stand up for this. And they don't want them to hear them.
Well, I got to agree with you there. What else you got for me, JJ?
Okay, okay. Second thing is can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. I had a complete attack on my computer by stealth. And it's all about that DNA stuff you're talking about. And you were talking about it with Paul Watson the other day about Google and your searches, and especially like medical searches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into a database, and they could rip up your medical records. You could never have anything, but oh, if you think you have something, it shows up on a medical database.
Well, what the problem is that when they start using those medical databases, all of a sudden corporations and companies see you as a liability, and they may or may not insure you, or they may take out private life insurance claims on you knowing that you're sick so they can benefit from your untimely demise. That was actually featured in Michael Moore's latest film, Capitalism, A Love Story. I really think he got the title wrong with Capitalism. It was really more about globalism, but overall, it was a pretty fair picture that showed this poor woman's family. I mean, this poor family. Their mom worked at Walmart. They were, the mother and the father both worked at Walmart, and the father was so brainwashed that he loved the company. I loved going to my job every day. I loved being a greeter. They were the greatest people ever. And meanwhile, his wife worked in produce, and she died early, and that company took out a life insurance policy on her. They turned an $85,000 profit. Meanwhile, the family couldn't even afford to bury their mother and their wife. And do you think Walmart helped out? No, they laughed all the way to cashing that check. We're going to go to Greg, Josh, Blind Hunter, Chuck, Tyler, JD, Angelo, and Ruben when we get back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes only at InfoWars.com and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions, and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution.
Revolution. Yeah!
I love that Tom Morello, a little night watchman for you folks. I'm going to go back to calls in just a moment. We've got to speed through the calls. I've got, I think, 10 people on the line. We're going to try to get everybody before the show's over, but I wanted to hit this up. Times Square suspect's father denies son had any role in the attempted bombing. And if you listen to us about a month ago, it was Fisher-Price, my first bomb, literally bottle rockets and M80s, a couple bottles of gasoline, and a Fisher-Price-like clock that was yellow, green, and white plastic. It was a joke. It was a ha-ha, funny. And now the father has come out and said, no, my son had nothing to do with this. He would never be involved in this. Obviously, he might have a little bias being a father, but I think we need to pay attention to this story. The father of a man arrested in Pakistan in connection with the Times Square bombing attempt case vehemently denied that his son had anything to do with the plot. Salman Ashraf was taken into custody a few days ago. U.S. and Pakistani officials told CNN on Friday his father, Rana Ashraf Khan, who owns Hanji Rajput Catering, said he was shocked by the arrest of his son, who had been missing for 12 days. Khan shook with anger when asked about his son. I refute it outright. It is a very wicked accusation. He is not the type of guy who would ever think of involving himself in any criminal activity. All right, Doug in Chicago. Doug, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Thanks a lot. I called last week, and my call was basically in response to the what was going on with the Arizona, the protest that the illegal aliens have against Arizona, and I saw it again on the internet, and I don't know if I really made myself clear last week about organizing people, organizing as Americans on a grassroots level to have businesses that hire only people with proper documentation, they're legal to work in this country, because I think so many people would be doing a lot of the dirty jobs.
Well, the bottom line is, Doug, in this country, you had to start somewhere. It wasn't menial labor to take a job as a landscaper at 16 or 18 or 20 years old. It wasn't menial labor for a young man out of high school to go work in a factory, but now they're saying that's menial labor. Apparently, high school kids can't have jobs. They don't want to work at fast food restaurants. Half of the workers at the fast food restaurants here in Austin are illegal immigrants. I walk through Walmart, and every single section is in both English and in Spanish, and some people don't even speak English at the counter. It's a problem. It's a problem that the federal government won't do its job and even go after those employers that are hiring these people. And it's not just local mom and pop shops. It's big conglomerates like Walmart, like Target. I see it everywhere, and it has to stop, and we have to mobilize against it. Appreciate the call, Doug. Gotta jump. Greg in Florida. You've been holding almost an hour. Greg, what's on your mind?
What's going on, homie?
How you doing?
Hey. Thanks for Invisible Empire, man. You're the man. But
well, thank you.
Really, the video that really awakened me, I got to tell you, was Loose Change. I was out of the Marine Corps 6 years. I had a friend come down from New York and visit. And somehow we got on the subject of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you know what really happened, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, and the same story that everyone else was told. And he said, no, that's not what happened. And he turned me on to your flick, bro, and I tell you, I watched that show 30 times in the next 2 weeks, man. I was just glued to it.
Well, Greg, that's like, Greg, that's just like what happened to me without a movie. When I started looking into 9/11, when I came across www.911timeline.net after going to a men's basketball game in 2002, my old high school, going into my old locker room, seeing Osama bin Laden's face in the urinal, pissing on his face, and thinking to myself, man, this is a school for 12-year-olds to 18-year-olds. This is the biggest piece of propaganda I've ever seen. And when I started coming across videos that showed road, the explosions going off 20, 40, and 60 floors below the supposed pancake collapse of the building when it started to come out, that the fire couldn't have possibly melted the steel, and they were trying to cover that up as well. When I saw the video 6 months later inside the World Trade Center's lobby where there were huge blast points of marble, which is a very hard substance, folks, blown off the walls, but no burn marks everywhere. I watched those videos not dozens of times, not hundreds of times, but thousands of times, and that motivated me to put out the Loose Change series of films, The Fabled Enemies that I put out, and now Invisible Empire. So it's so great to hear that a Marine can be awakened with the information that we put together.
Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, I got a couple of things I wanted to go over.
Go for
it. First off, did you see on the History Channel, it must have been 3 weeks ago now, I've been trying to get in, they covered the existence of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and the CFR, the show star Jim Mars, David Icke, and Jim Tucker.
I think I have seen that one.
History Channel.
Yeah, no, they've aired a couple. I mean, Jim Mars has been on the History Channel several times. There's a one documentary in particularly with David Icke out of the BBC, which asks whether David Icke was right or not. But I see Icke on there every once in a while. And even Tucker on there every once in a while. But I haven't seen that program. I'll have to check it out. I got to jump, Craig. Josh, in Ohio, you're on the line.
Hey, man, first off, I just wanted to call and say thank you for making all the videos that you guys have put out and released on YouTube. I first started out with the Obama deception, which was given to me by a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And then it led me on to go to YouTube and watch Fall of the Republic, Police State 4. And then I started to watch your newest video,
mm-hmm.
and then I went back and watched Loose Change, which blew my mind, in fact, because before I was a typical 23-year-old American with my corporate blinders on, believing that the government, you know, to some degree is there to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with watching your videos, I've definitely waken up.
Josh, let me get this straight. You'd seen, like, the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic, and you just kind of started watching my newest Invisible Empire, and I have that 5 to 6 minute intro where I kind of talk about why I'm making this movie, and of course that includes me becoming awake to 9/11 and my role in Loose Change, and you saw that, and you said, hey, I need to see this Loose Change movie, and you watched that, and it blew your mind.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it really did, because during 9/11, I was a freshman in high school,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I remember watching it unfold on TV, you know, that morning. And, you know, I was just like everybody else. I believed the story that was portrayed in the media, you know, that it was terrorists, you know, that came here and it was them. And it was the terrorists that are bad and we have to get the terrorists.
And Josh, you know, that's why I mentioned earlier today that not only was 9/11 the largest terrorist attack of our generation, the largest false flag operation of our generation, but it was also the largest psychological warfare operation or psyops operation against the American people that we have ever seen and may ever see again. They drilled it into our heads that day that 19 Muslims with box cutters under the direction of who? Osama bin Laden, the new boogeyman, had attacked us for our freedoms, and it was time to kick ass in the Middle East. And 8+ years later, almost 9 years later, we're still in Afghanistan. We're still in Iraq. The boogeyman was never caught, but the agenda for Eurasian Union under Anglo-American control remains today under a false flag operation that involved our government, our shadow government, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and other intelligence agencies around the world keeping their mouths shut. It makes me disgusted. It makes me sick. And it really was the apex at the time of the New World Order's mode of operation to attain that new international order that Barack Obama just talked about on Saturday at West Point. Gotta jump, Josh. Appreciate the call. Blind Hunter in Michigan. Blind Hunter, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking my call. Hey, man, I just want to tell you, bro, I've been following you since you started with Alex, and I want to tell you, I think you've really matured as a radio host and a movie maker, and I'm really going to miss you. I don't know what I'm going to do on Sunday nights now, but just take this with you, brother. Meek Al Gorbachev created Al Gorba warming, which causes Al Gorban dioxide, and the only way to save us is with the Al Gore house gas tax.
Well, you know what? Now that you talked a little bit about Al Gore, I did want to hint at this story. Maybe we can bring it up because I want people to see this automobile. The headline is carbon dioxide in, oxygen out with this car. That's carbon dioxide in, oxygen out with this car. And to promote the green movement and how bad CO2 is, China has this new little green automobile. It can hardly be considered a car. It looks like an over-glorified golf cart. But this thing supposedly, as it goes, takes carbon dioxide in, evil carbon dioxide, and it spews oxygen out. So basically, this car acts like a tree, because a tree does the same thing. That's what it's supposed to do. Do we have that picture? No, we still haven't brought it up. All right. One reason tree huggers like myself love trees is that the leaves scrub CO2 from the atmosphere, use it for energy, and emit life-giving oxygen. See, CO2 is life-giving to plants. That's what they're not telling you here. And this ridiculous car, I guess we're not going to be able to bring it up at prisonplanet.tv, carbon dioxide in, oxygen out with this car, is coming from China. And here it is right here. And if you want to get into that death trap, more power to you. It literally looks like the Oompa Loompa mobile from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, only with a green color scheme for the hipsters out there. More Al Gore carbon credit global governance propaganda. Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line.
Jason, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Yeah, man, it's going to be sad to see you go. I just want to say, man, thanks for everything you did. I hope you get, I know the Info Warrior, you got the website, the Info Warrior, but I don't know if you're going to bring that up and maybe have your show stream out of there, still stream a show through InfoWars, but I'm not really calling for a money bomb for you, but maybe I am. Seriously, brother, I mean, I think at least we should, you know, maybe not call it a money bomb. Maybe just put something up, you know, donate. Maybe it is a money
bomb.
Well,
we'll see what I can do. You know, I'm not big on the donations. I've always tried to keep myself with my head above water and scrap for myself and really do everything for myself. But, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to something like that. Like I said, I'm not going to be gone that long. You're going to see me on the talk radio scene. You're going to see me in the documentary movies. I'm not going anywhere, I promise. I couldn't go anywhere. Even a week away from this stuff, I'm still going to have to hit Reuters every day, CNN, MSNBC, InfoWars, Prison Planet. I'm sure you're going to be hearing me calling to Alex on my crappy iPhone all the time, because I just can't stop exposing this information, because it is so vital and important that we wake up to these agendas and go against them, expose them to others if we want to live in a freer, happier, more humane society where humanity can truly flourish. How can we not step up to the plate and do so? So I appreciate the kind words, Chuck. We're going to jump to Tyler in Kansas. Tyler, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, man. Nice to talk to you. Going to miss you when you head back to New York, but it's been nice to hear you all this time.
Well, thank you.
I had a question if you're familiar with Michael Ruper and his research on peak oil.
Yeah, I don't agree with peak oil. You know, Ruper was one of the first guys that I came across in this 9/11 truth thing in 2002. He had done a presentation called Truth and Lies of 9/11, and it really opened my eyes to the fact that a lot of the people who are in the upper echelons in the government, and especially the national security scene, also worked heavily with Goldman Sachs, with the bankers, with the Federal Reserve, and they were all taking these on. He also did a really good job of exposing the front companies that were essentially created or taken over by the CIA. Where we started to part ways in our opinions was probably when he put out his book, Crossing the Rubicon, where he basically said all this false flag that we're having, especially with 9/11, was because we have peak oil and we're running out of oil and we're trying to tap that last source of oil in that region. Rupert did great work on the drills of 9/11, who was really one of the first people to talk about these drills. And I was quite skeptical at first until the documents started flowing. So he was dead on in that. Here's where I really take issue with Rupert outside of Peak Oil. He accused me and the other filmmakers of Loose Change of putting out a carefully crafted piece of CIA disinformation. Michael Rupert never called me. He never called Dylan. He never called Corey. It would have been very easy to do so. He never shook my hand. He never met me. And to call my work CIA disinformation was not only extremely ignorant, but very disrespectful. You know, I had looked up to this guy. And I got to tell you, I've looked into the Peak Oil. I tend to agree with Lindsay Williams that there is enough oil out there for quite some time, if not really an unlimited amount of oil. In other words, the earth keeps producing it, and it's hype that is actually getting to a point. Because for those that don't know, Peak Oil is not only the shortening of oil, but you have to start slanting the lines down even further and further and further. And basically what they're saying is they're getting so far down there, they're no longer going to be able to turn a profit if they can even get that oil out because of how low they actually have to dig. Go ahead, Tyler, finish me off.
Well, I'm disappointed, first of all, to hear that he said that about Bush. I didn't know that. But I have seen some pretty incredible evidence from him, you know, showing the document showing Peak Oil in 2005 guaranteed, you know, I think with the Gulf Oil or the Gulf Coast, excuse me, incident, shows how desperate we're getting to find oil to take those kind of risks. I don't know, man. There's a lot of evidence that he has in his new lecture that he just came out with that.
Well, I've seen, I've seen Collapse. I think it's an excellent film. I don't agree with a lot of it, especially the Peak Oil angle, and I was really disappointed to see him talk about global warming as though it was man-made and talk about what? The same thing the globalists talk about when they talk about global warming and population. They talk about sustainability and stability, and he talks about that as well. So, again, you know, I would have sat down with Rupert any day of the week. I would have loved to interview the guy. But again, for him to attack us as CIA disinformation and put out all this other questionable info, I tell people to take his information with a grain of salt. But hey, I'm one of those guys that say you can't be hurt by learning new things and checking out other people's opinions. So go and check out some of his lectures. JD in Texas. JD, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss you here in Texas, buddy, first of all.
Oh, thank you, man.
But I guess after that last caller, maybe Michael Rupert himself was, in fact, the disinformation agent.
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and speculate why he did the things he did or says the things he says, but I'm just going to say it's extremely disappointing when somebody you look up to, somebody that you thought did some really good research in different areas and you verified that research, to come out and attack you without verifying anything. I can assure the audience out there, JD, that the Central Intelligence Agency had nothing to do with Loose Change whatsoever, other than maybe trying to suppress the final cut when the SEC chairman, SEC worker Jeffrey Norris started threatening Mark Cuban if he was going to distribute our film, and it went all the way to Chairman Cox. Those charges later dismissed. We're going to get to Angelo and Ruben on the other side. It's the final segment of the Info Warrior.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road.
But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
The final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. I want to just thank all of you guys out there that have made this possible for me for the last year plus. I have loved so much doing this radio show, being down in Austin, Texas, being the substitute host for the Alex Jones Show, working with InfoWars.com, putting out my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Truly a pleasure, folks, and I hope you guys don't forget about me. When I leave, just started a fan page, doesn't even have my face on it. It is Facebook.com/who? Oh, Jason Burmes. It's very easy. So Facebook.com/Jason Burmes. Click like and support myself as a filmmaker and radio host. All right, Angelo in Pennsylvania. Angelo, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm new to artists. You know, I was just awakened, and I was doing some research on a few things I heard you and Alex speaking about, and I came across the film when you were on Democracy Now!, you totally owned that guy from Popular Mechanics. I just want to give you, you know, a high five. That was totally awesome.
You came across my debate with James Meggs of Popular Mechanics, one of the propagandists under Hearst Publications, yes, that really tried to put me in a corner. And, folks, I didn't get put in a corner. I ate that guy Dunbar alive. Man. I had him shaking. I had him stammering. I had him stuttering. Did. And you know what, Angelo? He could have gone against me on The View after that. He could have done other national talk shows, and they just said no. I was supposed to be on Glenn Beck when it was on CNN later that day against those people. I ate them up so bad in the morning, they canceled my ass. Appreciate the call. Ruben in California, you are the final caller on the Info Warrior radio show.
Jason, hey, I just wanted to tell you, loved your movie, and just want to tell you, you know, take it easy, and thanks for waking a lot of people up, man.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all the other little info warriors out there that are taking my film, burning my film, and handing my film out to their friends, families, neighbors, and just complete strangers. Folks, it's time to step up to the plate. It's time to reconnect with humanity again. It's time to find the inner power that we all possess, the passion in life to do good things, to love one another. That's what I preach. That's what it's all about to me. It's about becoming a better person, a better community, a better human being, and not this, you know, evolved human being that the elitists talk about that is going to have a chip in their body and they're going to act like gods. No, not that evolution. The evolution of the mind, of the ability to get past our small differences. And again, work towards a culture where we can love one another, where we can fight tyranny, where we can control oppression. Because I got news for you. Evil ain't going anywhere. And I truly believe good and evil exist. And we need as many good people out on the front lines, because evil, for some reason, seems to have a much bigger bank account, well, they print the money, than good. So again, I just want to thank everybody out there that supported me through Loose Change, through Fabled Enemies, through Invisible Empire, you know, as a substitute host on the Alex Jones Show, on this show on the Info Warrior, people that call into Rush Limbaugh and promote my films. Without you guys, this just isn't possible. All you guys are the true Info Warriors out there. And hopefully I'm speaking to the next great talk radio show host. I'm speaking to the next great documentary filmmaker, the next big voice in this movement, the next governor of an important election, the next senator, the next congressman. Because you have that power. And the establishment is going to tell you again and again that you don't, that you can't succeed, that you're powerless, that you just suck your thumb and lay there and take it. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to raise my fist, raise my voice from the mountaintops, and I hope you guys do it as well. I guess now it's time to say goodbye to all my company, MIC, KEY. Why? Because I love you. I hope I don't get sued by Disney. Thank you all. It's been the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.